said that when the Rebbe of Shagabayev and Yitzchak was sharing Ashkafa, he would say, Lom de Marais. He felt he was none of the Kalodom, and he felt that London have no tielis from his verse, and he asked them to go out. The Emet is speaking to Chashon Ha'ilam, I'm afraid to say London Marais. I would say London Marais, and somehow I would end up talking to the wall. So that's why I don't say it. But the Emet is this week, what I want to talk about tonight, praise Hashem, is something that's a curse. London has to hear this more than some people. And Rosh Gresa Ben Tayra, which we have Baruch Hashem here, it's in the Olam of Ben Tayra, is Vos Mer, we need this Inyan. It's an Inyan that I was able to hear many times at Bankers of Chayim Livracha. He spoke about this Inyan, and he said many times that he felt a Gevaldige Tsar, because he felt that in this Inyan, there was a Gevaldige Reed in our door. From the door that he lived into this door, he felt that there was something in this door that was missing. In Parshas Yisrael, eight of four Kabbalas Atayra, you find a few psukim that are the emes to hakdamah to Kabbalas Atayra. It's really three psukim, and each pasuk you'll see from Rashi's Klar is very important. Is emes hakdamah to Kabbalas Atayra. The start of Kaisayma the Beit Yaakov, and Rashi says after that Kaisayma. The Lashon Hazeh, Kaseid Hazeh, and Vaitzachai, this is on the Akdama of the Kabbalah Satayah. And Rashi, at the end, when we finish this parasha, Eila Hadvarim, so Rashi says, like Pachas Vayaisa. This Inyan is Zichr, the Akdama, the Noitik Akdama of the Kabbalah Satayah. The first part starts off saying, Atem Re'isa, Masha Tisra Mitzrayim, you see what I did to Mitzrayim. And that's the Inyan of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And we all know what Rafi Mazveh, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Mezichah, the Hagdama Satayra. Why do we do mitzvahs? There's always Zechel Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Like Mepharshim say that Amanas, because Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so we should do his mitzvahs. So that pasuk is clearly and very pasuk than Hagdama the Kabbalah Satayra. The next pasuk says, Atam Shemaya Tishmu, V'Kaili, Yishmazim, Ezrisi, V'Yisim, Yitzhakulu, V'Kalamim, Amim. And that Vaita is an important Hagdama the Kabbalah Satayra of the Deity. That's something that shows the Ahava of the Baruch Hu has to us, and the weeds are his Gula, and it shows his Char. And then comes the third Pasuk. The third Pasuk, L'chayra has no Pshat. V'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kayirim V'gay Kadosh. And Vais T'chay, Pasha, what does that mean? So the Mepharshi, I tell you to say, it's a Hemshach, that you'll be a Skula, Mamlechas Kayirim V'gay Kadosh. But it's a little schwer to say that. I mean, if this is such an important Hagdama, why do you have to say it twice? So the Bali Musa say Pshat and Avada Atemis, this is showing the godless of a mensch, the kaychus of a mensch, that every person, like Rashi says, Melechus Chayinim is Tsar, every person is a general, and that shows what a person could toy, what a person could be, what a person could reach, and that's Avada Atemis. But I want to tell you what I think the Pshat could be, the limit of this pasuk. There's an interesting Gemara in Yuma, that Pevav. The Gemara speaks about Chilul Hashem. And the Gemara says, Avamisha Kaira Vishaina Umishama Samidacham, a person learns and he harvests a learning. Aba the aim Asayim Atani Bemuna, he's not Erlach, the aim Dibur Benachas Mabriyas, he doesn't talk like a man. So Mahabriyas Oimitalov, what do people say about this Ben Tayyah who doesn't feel like a Ben Tayyah? Oy loy the plainy shalom atayir, oy kefalach nivern tayir, oy loy la'aviv shalom dim day tayir, bad for the father did an avot torim tayir, oy loy the rabbi shalom day tayir, the rabbi did an avot torim tayir. And the obvious kasha we have in this Gemara is, about a person who does these chil Hashem, these averis, is taka kefalach avla. But what's wrong with him learning tayir? So the Gemara is mashma that because he did the Chil Hashem, it's an avla he learned Torah, and it's better if he wouldn't have learned Torah. What's the pshat? If he does Chil Hashem, it's an aveir, but Chashi should have limud Torah. What's the pshat of oylei to the Rebbe, oylei to the father? So I found Beis Hashem the Mashach, Stelzacham the Shai, and he has his pshat. But it's Ken Zayin Beis Hashem, I can tell you different pshat from this Gemara. What's this oylei to the Rebbe, oylei to the teaching us? I once heard from Rebbe Zayin Gesund, He said a gevaldige smooth. But there's one nekuda he said, there's one word that he said, machshava actually, that really hit home. And it really woke me up. Because it was a machshava that I never thought about. And it's something that every ben Torah b'frat has to really think about. You find in the end of Shmuel Aleph and Perek Chav Beis, the whole machlekes between David and Shaul. And at one point the pasuk says that David had people came to David's side to help him, and Shaul found out about it. So the pasuk says that Shaul got that very angry, and Shaul screamed at his avodim, and he said, "Tikashatam kulcham alai, you all ganged up against me." Ve'ein goyla ozni b'chras b'ni in ben Yisha, and you didn't tell me what's happening with David. And he was angry that his avodim didn't nemtachunta for him. And then he led to a few words. Ve'ein choyla mikem alai. That you didn't get sick when you saw my tzar. You didn't get sick when you saw my tzar, my machlokes. And that's a gevaldige taina. That's a starke taina. Because if you see your balibta melech is going through an eighth tzara, if you see your melech as a tzar, it has to bother you. It has to make you sick. It has to give you a sleepless night. Because your balibta melech is suffering, and you have to do something about it. And if you can't do anything about it, at least you should get sick about it. But something you have to do. And this is something we all understand. If our parent is going through a tzara, if our parent has a tzar, it bothers us. We try to help. We try to do something. We try to make the problem less. Because it bothers us that they're going through a tzar. And then my Rebbe Zangzant added a very scary machshava. And he said, one day, our tata, our melech, Avinu Malkeinu, is going to come to us with that question of why is Ein Chayla Mikem Alai? You look around the Welt, and you see as our Welt, as our Shiflus Hador, such an elven atayra, such a bizayin atayra, a dar that kamat, ruba de ruba, more than that, don't know about Avinu Shebashamayim. And the Rebbe is going to ask us, why did this bother you? Why did you care that I'm a fetch tzaris? Why didn't you worry about bizayin atayra? And why taki is ein chayla mikem alai? The emesis, and this is the gevaldige taina. If we feel for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we feel for the Torah, and we see such elbon Torah, it should bother us. I have a cousin, Eltiyid, he came from the Mechama, and I once met him, and he was ois mensch. I said, "Reblei, what's bothering you?" He said, "I went to Bar Mitzvah the other week in New Jersey, and not one person was wearing a yarmulke. And it bothered me," he said. And I realized, that's the way you should feel. It should bother us that there's a Welt out there that don't know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Mishnah says in other Perikvot, Mr. Beis, that every day a Basel goes out in Har Chayav and says, "Oyvel Briyas in Rebbeinu Shel Olam." And that was the times of the Mishnah. But how about in our times? How about in Unzer Zeiten? Was there ever an Elven Atayah so stark like our door? And this is the avodah of every yid, of the b'frat b'nei Torah, to do something about this dar, to do something to help efforts in Kvod Shemayim, to do something with our lives, efforts be marvin Kvod HaTorah and Kvod Shemayim. And if chas v'shalom, we don't do something for Kvod HaTorah, if chas v'chalila, we don't care about Kvod Shemayim, there's going to be a taina of ein chayla mikem alai. Why taka didn't it bother you? If we look around and we see a ganze Welt and we say, "That's not my business," that's a taina. That's a gefährliche taina. Rebbe added and he said that the biggest taina is going to be on B'nai Torah. Because we know the shenker of Torah. We know the beauty of Torah. We are really the believed the kinder from the Eibishter. And if we see as our Welt, if we see as our churban, as our Welt, it has to bother us. It has to do something to us. It has to affect us. And if not, there's going to be a tiny little netzach of Ein Chayla Mikem Alai. And that's why every Ben Torah who is going to see the Shenkan of Torah has to be magdish his life in any way it is to be marvin Kvod Shemayim, to put an end to this Choshech, this Ruchim Zikah Choshech. And the frat in our door. The frat in our door that, like Haskell said, a person has to be deaf not to hear the ikvah of the Mashiach. In a door that so much is doing, so much is talking to. The Chavetz Chaim said in his times, he said, if you walk into a shtot and you see everybody's running around, he's running here, he's running to the mikvah, and he's running to shul, he's running shopping, he's coming from work. What do you know? What does that tell you that everybody's running? It's Erev Shabbos. Shabbos kum v'nach apar menut. And when people run fast, then they're more meshuga, so you know it's mamish atatot. So the Chavetz Chaim in B'shaita said, you look around in history, that what happened in his time, the Chavetz Chaim said, so much happened in history, this Muhammad, this Malchus fell, this Malchus grew, what the Chavetz Chaim said, what took hundreds of years, now takes a few years. So the Chavetz Chaim B'shaita said, it's already Erev Shabbos, Mashiach is Otot. And that was in his time. And what about today? Even if you don't look at a paper or hear a radio, but you know what's going on in the world. What happened in the past few years in America and Eretz Yisrael and all the countries is the Chmavel Arayin. There's something to it. It's Mamish Erev Shabbos Atot. And we have to be Mekayim what the Pasuk says, He came to cross El Echecha Yisrael. Baal Mashiach is going to come, the Bnei Yisrael is going to look at us and say, you love my Torah, so why was Ein Chayla Mikem alive? Why did it bother you of the Elban HaTorah? Why didn't you hear the Basko that tries to rise Oyla Mabir HaBainishol Torah? And in my Akshav is Ein Masai. If we're not going to do it now, then we're going to be upsurus. But the big question is, what are we B'nai Torah? What could we do about this Elban HaTorah? And a Hanami, an older person, he could teach Torah, he marvels Torah. If he has a chush for Kiruv, he could do in Kiruv. If he doesn't have a chush in teaching, he could be machzik Torah. He could help and support Torah. For us, B'nai Torah, in Yeshiva, what's our avodah to be Mekayim Ein Chayla Mikemalai? To be Mekayim Taktis the Kranverna of Frey Shemayim? What do we do to be Mayat Melvana Torah? For this, I heard my Rebbe so many times, that the biggest chesed, the biggest toiva a Ben Torah could do for Klal Yisrael is taka tavaksim learning, to steigen learning. In such a dor yasim, when this mamis, the manhigi ador, there's so few of them, who's going to fill their places? Who's going to take over for these gedolim? And he always says the biggest chesed, the biggest toiva that a bacha could do is taken to steigen learning, and each one in his own zebekoy, the zebekoy, him in limud atayr, him in musa, and him in hamayra hayra, in each in his specialty of something to do for kvayr atayr. And this is then the first chiyuv of our dor to do something for this kvayr shemayim. For the Rabbi said, there's a different eight that I want to talk about tonight. There's a different part of our tayelet, of our chiyuv, to worry about Tavayt Shemayim. And that's something we could do, taki in the kaisoy beis medrash, that we could do without a fear to our learning. I taki once heard my Rebbe Zayin Gizun, he said, a gevaldi gevart, you look a little bit, when you're laying Rus, if you heard what you're laying, you see it's a very tragic story of Rus. Rus, as we all know, was mamish the musta of a balas tshuva, of somebody that was moisa nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Rus came from Malucha, she was a bas melech, and she came, and first her shver died, and then her husband died, and her shvada died, and she became mamish an ani ve'evyon. And nach ala maisis, the Rus Dafkaba. Rus held on with all the Shverkaiten, with all the Yisurim, with all the Tzaris that Rus went through. Rus remained Rus and ended up being the Ima Shemalach HaMashiach. They say, the Valkyrie says over, the Valkyrie Lane of Mir Yeshiva, that the Tzaris Yom of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz of Chaim Levercha was very hard of hearing. And he said that when he used to lane Rus, so Reb Chaim stood next to him to hear each word of the Kriya of Kisir Rus also. And by Kriyas Rus, the Valkyrus was made of Chaim used to cry like a baby. When he heard the Tzara of Rus, somebody that gave it all up for Yiddishkeit, and look what the Tzara she had, he couldn't hold himself back from the tsar, from the tsar, from the yisurim of Azarus. And this makes the kasha tsarka. So what was Ruth's godless? What did Ruth hear from Naomi? The Ruth talks about what was that secret? What was Naomi's secret in Kirv HaChaikim that made Ruth this grace of Ruth with all the tsars, with all the yisurim? And Rebbe said then that by him is bara, Naomi never gave a shir. Naomi didn't give a hashkafa shmuzin to Ruth. He didn't teach her a word of mutza, of hashkafa. He said the answer is in the few words of the Medrash. The Medrash in Ruth, Perek Bey, Doitei, says that Meir HaYudair is Shemus. That Meir used to darshan the names of the different people in Ruth. First he darshan what Elimelech meant, and then he came to Naomi. The same Ishtay Naomi, Dr. Meir, why was she called Naomi? Shehoye Masel Noyim Uni'imim. Naomi's ways were beautiful and sweet. The Rebbe said, by him is Bara, this is what made the Ruth Dachkaba. This is what gave Ruth that mysterious nefesh. This is what brought Ruth to be the Ima Shomelech HaMashiach. That she saw the Shenkite of it. She saw the beauty of the Zerach Hashem. She saw that Torah makes a person Noem, makes a person Ziz, makes a person Noeh. And when she saw, and somebody sees Ne'imim, when somebody sees Ne'imim, when somebody sees Noah Masel, this is the biggest kirub. This is the biggest koyach to mekayv nachayim of Ovashem Hashemayim. And that's our job. If we think about others, if we want to mekayv nachayina, our job has to be to show the shenkar of koyach. Rabbah Chvedi say once said, he turned to somebody who was learning Emma Valayla, but he felt that the Bayan himself needed. That person wasn't ice garbage, he wasn't a finer mensch, he wasn't an edler mensch, and he said, "Du hast gelernt ganz Shas." But what has Shas there gelernt? What did Shas teach you? To talk Shas, not to talk edel, to talk rub? That's what Shas taught you? Our job is to show what Shas hat uns gelernt. We have to learn Shas that mitzarechas, but our avoda klapi chutz has to be vos hot Shas ungelernt. And we think, so what taka did Shas teach us? If we have to put it in one nakuda, what is taka? What Shas supposed to teach us? The guy teaches the Gemara and Gittin Daf Nun Tes. The Mishnah says gevisa zachen have to be done with the darkest shalom. Fred the Gemara and Gittin. Call that Torah Kula Nami Zarki Shalom. Rabbi Tzai, the Gemara is Megalos us, Vos Dav Shas Uns Lernin. That a person has to fear Zich Medarki Shalom. That Rachel Darchei Noyam is the Yisoid of Torah. And it's a marvel of the Gezach, I don't mean Mayach now, but it's a marvel of the Gezach, you see in Gemara, in Kama Erta, how important Darchei Noyam is. The Gemara Yavanda said, it's a mitzvah of Yibum. But if there's a hechatim to that, it's not darchei noyam, so the Gemara, there's no chiv yibum. Hayitachin as a mitzvah chashuva, misakin the fosh, misakin the mace. Oh, but the Gemara says if there's no darchei noyam, there's no mitzvah. For what? Because kol atayr kula is darchei noyam. And a mitzvah cannot be a seer to darchei noyam. The Gemara in Sukkot of Amadei speaks about anas eitz ovois. And the Gemara has to catch it, maybe it's here dive, maybe it's as amin, the Gemara can be. Because that min has thorns, and when you pick it up, you get gestach, and that's not darchei noyam. That's what the kol Torah kula. That's what Shas daf uns lernen. Shas has to teach you the achel darchei noyam. That's what Shas is all about. Our avoda has to be to learn in Shas mitzad echad, of mitzad sheni. We have to show noyam maseh ha'neimim. That's our chiyuv. And if we see if a siddur falls on the floor, opposite the siddur, don't we pick it up? Because we're worrying about Tveit HaTayah. So how about if the velvet, if under Klai Yisrael, or the Briden, are laying on the floor of the Zion, where Tveit HaTayah is in such a nidiga massive, don't we have to pick it up? Isn't there a chiyuv on every Ben Tayah to do something for Tveit HaTayah, to be my Ben Tveit HaTayah? Oh, but what's Taka Kvayda Torah? What does Torah Torah mean? How do you type Kavarat Torah? So I want to tell you, I found the Me'iri. The Me'iri says what Kavarat Torah is. The Mishnah Avos says, Kala Mechaber Es HaTorah, if somebody's Mechaber Es HaTorah, is Gufay Mechubar HaLabriyas. That's the Schar. Zok to Mibi, what's the Taita of Kavod HaTorah? Listen to what Eilef and the Heilig Rishayim, Taita is Kavod HaTorah. Different than we think, maybe. Zok to Me'iv Ezeh HaLazim. Mechaber Es HaTorah means, Shema'ata Oysa B'noyam HaMidoy. What Kavod HaTorah means, Noyam HaMidoy, a person should be about Midoy. So there, vade kavod haTorah. That's emes the kavod haTorah. B'yoyis loin deha mesulta v'naki uval midos nechvadei. The guy to the zach is so pashit. If we want to be marve kavod haTorah, if we krecht about kavod haTorah, what's the oifen to be marve kavod haTorah? It's this zach of noya maseha. It's this zach of Racheha Darchinayam. Because the world, Rabbi said, you're still young, you don't realize it. But I tell you, you see it bechush. People are looking at Bnei Torah. People want to see what happens when you learn Torah. People, they see you learn Shanshat. But they want to see Vos Hashas Zegelen. Ma Tiva Shal Ben Torah. What does he mean, Ben Torah? He learns the whole day, I have nothing against that. But what happens at the end? Does he become a person with house of grace and has no shaykhs to nachayit? Is that what Torah teaches us? Zut Torah v'zut Shchaya? They don't see how much of the Vegas we learn or how much of the Chayshas we learn. They just see Vos Hot Shas Ungelen. And Chas V'Shalom, if there's no, if you don't see this Kavarat Torah, like the Miri says, of Baal Midas, then Chas V'Shalom, that's Chil Hashem. It says in Pei Adar from Chazaynish, a reporter, a fiery reporter from a newspaper, Hadava, once wanted to speak to the Chazaynish. He heard so much about the Chazaynish. Let me see what's the Chazaynish. So he went to his house, and as he's coming to interview the Chazaynish walked out of the house with somebody. So he decided to follow the Chazaynish. And the Chazaynish was walking, he was walking behind. And mid-tamol, the Chazaynish starts walking very slowly. And he thought, maybe this is some kind of religious idea, you have to walk fast or slow. He says, what is this, mazeh? So the Chazaynish says, don't you see, there's a person in front of us who can walk very well, and he walks very slow. If I walk quick and walk ahead of him, he might feel bad. He might remember once again of his little shverkeit. I don't want to do that in Achayit. And this person, his report, this reporter, what his report in the newspaper was, this ma'isa. This is the way he types up the Chazaynish. Because he didn't see what the Chazaynish could learn Ganshas. He saw what the Chazaynish could learn the Chazaynish. He saw the Darchei Noyim. It's unbelievable. But this is Dvarim Pshutim. To see a person of Zevel, Trachtin from Yenim, going to Darchei Noyim, even a Freyer person has a Hesoyrus. Even a Freyer person has some kind of Hesoyrus for Yiddishkeit. Because that's something that only Torah could do to a person. And if we're worrying about Ein Chayla Mikem Alai, if we're worrying how do we do for Kvod Shemayim, the answer certainly has to be this Inyan of the Acheha Darchei Noyim, how a person fears zich in the gas between people, to fear zich for Darchei Noyim. And the emes is not my chiddush, this is emes the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, the same Gemara I mentioned before, that Pei Vav. And it's a Mavaviki Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'yahafta es Hashem Alekecha. Types the Gemara, what does that mean, V'yahafta? So the Gemara is a Chiyah, Sheyi Hashem Shemayim Misav Al Yadecha. You have to be Mekar V'chaykim. You have to make Nachayid close to La'ovim Sheba Shemayim. So the Gemara, how do you do that? Listen to a Mavaviki Gemara. So the Gemara, you know what the Eitz is? And you have to speak benachas in mabriyas. So the Gemara, why is that? Shem Shemayim Misavo Yedecha. So the Gemara, you know why? Because after you do that, Mahat Briyas Oymay Salav, what do people say about you? Asrei Ovev Shalim Dei Torah. Asrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. Ru'u Oyelahem Lebriyas Shalim Dei Torah. It's Kivei Avienim that didn't learn Torah. Look what a life of Torah is. And you didn't learn Torah. That's a gestress on you. That's a gevein for you. Oyelahem Lemid. You hear that? Oy, you see, Diburi Benachas and Lebriyas. What does a person say? Look what a ben Torah is. Cook the Shein of Ben Torah. Oy, Lemid, Shalim Lama Torah. That's all the type Kiddush Hashem. We think of Kiddush Hashem jumping into the fire, Kiddush Hashem. That's one oifen. But it's a different oifen, a more starker oifen. A nishtarben of Kiddush Hashem. But to leaven of Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Gemara is tightening up. This is true Kiddush Hashem. This is true Kavod Shemayim. When a person fears the Chodach HaNoyam in shul, on the street, on the bus, in the store, Vu Egeid and Vu Eshteit. If the person fears the mit Midas, mit Edeltheit, mit Feinkeit, that's the biggest Kavod Shemayim. I once was asked to speak here a few years ago about this Indian. I mentioned this Gemara. So after I finished speaking, Rav Manas Mandel, Frank Zunstadt, happened to have been here, and he told me, I'll tell you, you don't know what you said, how true it is. Let me tell you, but the Vihavi Yovda. And he said, when he had a yeshiva before yeshiva Brooklyn, he had a yeshiva Talmud Torah. And one day, a friar person, totally irreligious, walks in, and he asked him, he was a Menahel, do this and these two brothers, and he said the name, do they learn in this school? He said, yeah. So please enroll my two sons in this school. Ramana said, he was like taken aback, he was like confused. First of all, there's a friar person, and because those two boys are in the school, so he said, you know, please explain me, this is a religious school, you don't seem religious, I don't mind, but like, what's happening? So he said, a few months ago, that family moved on to my block. He told me the name of the family, but I'm not going to say it. And he said, when I saw the way those two kids were acting, the way they were treating people, the way they had the proper respect to their cheret and nacha person, I realized whatever school they go to, I want my children to be the same. And if they go to this school, I don't care, religious, non-religious, I want them here. And Ramana said, today, those boys, those friar boys, are elzevis of v'nei tayr nechash of the yeshiva. And he said, that's the shot in this Gemara. When a person sees Tamanoyim Maitav, Tamusukonim Derechav, what does a person say? He doesn't say that's very nice. He says, Oy loy lemish, Oy lomater. I want it too. If it's such a good desach, ich will es azich alein. The bell drops it, a good desach, nemen fazich. That's true kvay shemayim. And then he told me nachme. So the pasuk says, called the meyachita, Siakim Alechem in Adama. So today, when Klai Yisrael is such a shvala massif, the way to save this Gevaldik Koil is this Gemara of Kiddush Hashem. And that's the MS, the biggest Kiddush Hashem was in our Shaykh. That's the most beautiful Kiddush Hashem. Not to die our Kiddush Hashem, but to live our Kiddush Hashem. And you get old, you'll see every day the emet is what I'm telling you. People, it's such a tumult of the kavel. And people are looking for the emet today more than ever. It's a marvel of the kazakh. I heard this from George Zangazun. Said when he was young in Europe, there wasn't a mussar of a Baal Tshuva. In Europe, in all the great shtetl, when Torah was a shame, there was one Baal Tshuva, he told me the name, one Baal Tshuva in against Europe. And today you see thousands, Kenayna Hara, Ken Yirvu. And say, what's the shot? It's not Shad Akshadara. Why is it not Akshadara? But it's Ikhus of the Mashicha, there's Avtachaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shasa Ad Hashem Aleikecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Rain a Ruach of Tshuva. And this is something, this is our Achrayis. When we hear the Kol Demei Achicha Tziyakim Aleinu, when we hear that Yishkevei, when people walk around to Tumul, they look for something. We have to show them Kamanoyim Maitam Kamusukonim Derachav. We have to show them the Emesah Kavod HaTorah, the Emesah Noyim of Torah, the Emesah Derachel Dachinoyim of Torah. The Chofetz Chaim in Parashat Emma, in the Maitri Lamelech, asked a very stark Akasha. We say in davening, Mikadesh es Simcha ba'olam kishem shemagdishim oisei b'shmei marayim. That heißt, we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, we will now be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim like the Malachim. Frag the Chofetz Chaim, as a chutzpah, as a gasus ruach, as a gaiva, plain posse the boss of Adam, stand up, let's make Melech Malachim Lachim, and we come with a zah statement. We will make Kiddush Hashem, we will make Kvayt Hashem just like the Malachim. A chutzpah. So the Chofetz Chaim is a very dohaibin of Shad. I want to tell you what I think the positive side is. Rav Shach Vengizun, in Tavshim HaMachet, once spoke by Yafei Kala. And he said a marvel b'kemaisa. Not just a marvel b'kemaisa. He said that there was once, during the World War II, there was a group of 50 Yidden that were taken to Auschwitz. And to Derech HaChmanel Hatzlan, what they did there, they told them to get undressed. And they said they didn't take a shower. But the Shach said, these Yidden knew what's happening with them. And they were standing there, Leider, the Bezoya Neuer. And Mitamo, they know this is this house couple, this is a minute before their Misa. And Mitamo, one Yid calls out, and he says, Yidden, time to Simchas Torah. And they all like, all of a sudden they get shot, because they're going to get killed, they're standing the Bezoya Neuer, and time to Simchas Torah. But they listen, he goes, you know, Yidden, time to Simchas Torah. And he said, right, the Mahabinish can come to Torah. Mahabinish can chumish. I feel like I see the Mahabinish. Of the Engzach Chavim, yeah. Mahabin Abayi Yaelan. And he said, the people started dancing. Mitazah Simcha, 50 people, Mamish Amanut Fadim Isa, the Vizoyan Noira started dancing with the Rabbeinu Shalom, with the Abayi Yaelan. And of course, lie to lie, they will kill a Kiddush Hashem. The Nesach and the Shmuz, Avidi has lost him, the Reish Nibateach. This is what Asaf says. Any idea Machshav Yisechem, I don't know what you're thinking. I have a Machshav Yisribi idea in me. I know what I'm thinking. V'choshvanish et kol chayai, mein ganze Leben, sagt Asaf, ha'yisi noisen avur oisa hano nifla shahoisen achlosem so Yehudim ha'eilu bo'is ha'shav. I would give away my whole life to be Margis that time, that Simcha that those Yidden had. And his writer, Es kol chayai ha'isi noisen, ava oisi regoyim shol yikud koizim ha'movet. Rabbi, I tell you, believe Shum Safik, believe Shum Safik. Those Yidden didn't die on Kiddush Hashem. They lived on Kiddush Hashem. That dancing, that Rashida, was the sense to Kiddush Hashem that was ever in history. In that dancing, they shri arayt to koyle koyle, Hashem alekeinu Hashem echad. In that Rashida, they danced to koyle koyle, Mika amcha Yisrael goyechad ba'aret. In that Rashida, they danced to koyle koyle, Keila muna ve'ein aval. These are Yidden being killed. L'chayyad, those big kashas, but he said, why? And all they could think of before the Misa is, Mehavid HaBayi Yoylam, the Pansh with Bayi Yoylam. Is it Shaykh a big Kiddush Hashem? Is it Shaykh a big Kvoit Shemayim? Was there ever a Shener Kiddush Hashem? And I guarantee you something. I have no Asik ministers, but I guarantee something, HaFech HaGemura, that dance was the most beautiful Shira this world ever saw. That dance, that Rekida was the sense to the Kedusha that the Bari Olam heard. That Rekida was the sense of Kvoit Shemayim that Kaviyachol ever had. And I ask you, you tell me, can a Malach say such a Shira? Can a Malach make such a Shira in the floor? Can a Malach say such a Kedusha? That's the Kedusha, that's the Shira of Levin of Kiddush Hashem. And no Malach can give such a shira. No Malach can be Kaddish Yem Shemayim. It is our Oifen Nivga V'Noir Ma'oi. And I think that's the Shadon in the davening we say. A Malach can say shira. A Malach can say Kedusha. A Malach can say Kiddush Hashem. But a Yid has the Koyach to leaven Kiddush Hashem. A Yid has the Koyach that his life is Kiddush Hashem. His life is a shira. A shira of Hashem B'chayai. That's our Kedusha. And when a Yid lives our Kiddush Hashem, that's something no Malach could do. When a bach is mechazik in this ikvus of the Mashiach, in limud haTorah, that's a kedusha that no malach can do. When a bach is mechazik in tefillah, in an eshven, an eish rifyayin, that's a kiddush Hashem that no malach can do. And I think that's what we say in the Kadesh HaShimcha. It's not a chutzpah, it's not a ozah. We were given the mitzvah of levin of Kiddush Hashem. And that's something no malach could do. And that's the avodah of every yid. And that's the avodah of every yid and every tekufa. Of the frat, our tekufa. If we look around and we see as our shiflas HaTorah, as our elven HaTorah, our ace is not to starve in our Kiddush Hashem, but to live our Kiddush Hashem. That our actions are Eishrayim, Oy loiv and me to like Lama Torah. That our actions should show the wealth of Kamenoyim Mais of Kamenoyim and Drachos. And it's loved after in the street, even in Kaisley Beis Medish, when it comes as man and Rifi Lima Torah, and when a bacher is mechazik and he heats the storm. That's Kiddush Hashem, that's Kvod Shemayim. When it doesn't pass at its sight, of course, it's a few days left, it is not, so forget about it. When a person's mechazik, that is Kiddush Hashem, that is Kvod Shemayim. And I tell you, I'm embarrassed to say this. I walk into Beis Medrash, I'm a little Fadzayok, I have Kiddush, and I want a chizik, you know what I do? I don't think I'm a Musa Sefer. I look around and I see Bnei Torah Yikarim harving and learning with such a Mesikas, with such a Mesiris, with such a Arevas. This is Mechazikli. This is my Musa Sefer. This is my Musa Sefer. This is Kiddush Hashem. When I see a bacher that heats the davening and he runs the davening to be there on time, not to walk in 5 minutes late, that's Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. That's Mashpia on me. That's really Kvod Hashem. To heat the Tzibarim, to heat the davening. That's not dying of Kiddush Hashem, that's living of Kiddush Hashem. And we have to remember, we don't live alone in this world. Whatever we do has a reishim, has an ashpah of yenim. We say in davening, we ask the Rebbein Shalom, the same, Ribbeinu Bina, Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lishmoya, Lilmoid, Udalame, to learn and to teach. And the Zachar, if you think about it, it's a Pella Awesome. Picture of Alabas, he has to be in work at 8 o'clock. He's davening 7 o'clock, and he's answering, he goes, Baruch, give me Seichel to teach Torah. What are you, a shakran? You're giving a shiur today in work? And how about the Bnei Torah? We don't give shiur, we don't give chaburis. What are we saying? Give me Seichel, little maid, or lambe, to learn and teach. What are you, lying if I call Baruch? The Torah says, that's not a lie, Chas Shalom. Because when a Balabas runs to work, and he takes it off, you're on the train, that's the biggest musa seder. That's the biggest smooth. So when I see a Balabas that helps his those minutes on the train, that's the biggest chizuk of Asher Misha Moli B'Torah. And he's giving a gewaldige smooth. He's giving a gewaldige chizuk in what Torah is. And we see a bacher at 9:30, he runs to seder. He's being melamed. He's teaching all of us what a word of Torah is. And he's tapping giving a shmooth. And we see a bacher that's mechazik in tefillah, and he's not mezalzel in tefillah. He's giving a shmooth of what it means tefillah, what it means koyach tefillah. So every person, the cotton yadgadol, from the balabas to the young yeshiva bacher, is taka lelamed. He's taka teaching with his maisim, with his midai, with his dehiris, with his tefillah and his learning. He is teaching yenim, and doik v'tishka how true it is. Thanks for Tishkach, if you have a shvach of time and you see Yenim learning, it gets you going, it's mechazik you. That's the left of Kiddush Hashem. That's our chiyuv. And this is something to be side the tariv of chaykim and also the tariv of kreizim. It's all the same. When a person fears the v'dachay noyim, when a person fears the v'yavan tayat afyan, that's the biggest hashvah. And that's our achayis of Bnei Torah. That people are looking at us, people are watching us. I once said this at Demis Lamitai. You find the beginning of Malachim Aleph, Bathsheba came to David and said, Ein kol Yisrael alecha. She told David, her husband, people are looking at you. And I said that today's tekufa, Ein kol Yisrael aleinu, every Ben Torah mikotin v'yadgadol, the ganze welt, and even the goyim v'hagol, are looking People want to see emes. People are looking for the emes. And they're watching us to see, is it kedai? Ma tivei shel ben Torah. Is it kedai? Is it worth it? Is there tayelas? And our tachlis is to leaven our Kiddush Hashem. And people expect more from us. They want more from us. They know since Torah has to teach a person something. They know what shas daf unzlen. And if Chas Shalom Abach is not mechazik, Chas Shalom Abach is mezalzel in learning in his tzilas or whatever it is, or is not the word benachas nabriyos, is it tam and aveira? No, it's chilul Hashem. And it's the same Gemara we mentioned before. If it's not the word benachas nabriyos, that's chilul Hashem. Then they start to say, oy loy lo avos shalim doitay. Look at that person. He learns Torah. Look at his drachim. Call him drachim. And that's emes to kill Hashem. We look at kill Hashem. If you pray, the person steals a lot of money and he gets into all the papers and all the newspapers and all the radios. That's kill Hashem. That's a global oifin of kill Hashem. But the Gemara is telling us nishtazoi. There's a global oifin of kill Hashem that's not with the newspapers. So if the Gemara that if a person is not the blue nachas mebriyos. Then Briya say, Kamu who call him myself. And oy loy, if they up to him, he learns Torah, but look what he looks like. Who needs Torah? Ma lan with Torah has oy. That's Emes Achil Hashem. That's what the Gemara practices. No newspapers and no radios, but possibly when a person is not worried and not from the bridge, that's Achil Hashem. And it's such a posh as that. Think about it. The Velt does not see a beauty of Kiveiga. They don't see the Shenkat of Reb Chaim. They see how a person fears it. And if it's good, they want it. If it's no good, they don't want it. And that's Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem. And the same thing, like you said, when a person is Mezalvan in Tefillah, or Mezalvan Liman HaTorah, it's not Saman Aveira. That's Chilul Hashem. Because he's showing that it's not worth learning. Because if it would be good, I would do it. So why are you mezalzel? That's chilul Hashem. And it's not my chiddush. It's another Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taflam Gimel. When the Gemara says chilul Hashem, and Rashi teaches, what does chilul Hashem mean? So Rashi, Taflam Gimel, Aleph, Adam Godos, Ibn Adam, the maiden, he menu. The Ein is the Maisav. Nimtu akitanim mezalzel mitzvay al yodai. The Oimim zehu maiden to Ein mamish mitzvay al mitzvay. So Rashi, when a person is not medabdik in Sarim, or is not medabdik in Tefillah, that's Chilul Hashem. That's all the time Chilul Hashem. And it's again a simple svara. If people are looking at you, if any call Yisrael Aleinu, we have to show the shenkat of Torah. If we're mezalzel, so we're saying it's not kedai to run to learn. If we're mezalzel and tefillah, we're saying it's not worth running to daven. And that's Chilul Hashem. And this is not only for Gedolei Le'olam. The Chavetz Chaim is a famous maitre. He once told the son, the pastish of Ben Torah, it's Chilul Hashem. So the Chavetz Chaim's son's little child was, but you know about Talmud Chacham. So the Chavetz Chaim said, "Chilul Hashem, biz du genug Talmud Chacham." Because the Chilul Hashem is not talking Gedolei Le'olam. If you represent Torah, if you have a yarmulke on your head, if you go to yeshiva, people expect more from you. Do you ever hear a person on the train, on the bus, saying, "That's teaching in public school"? They don't have time to send goyim when they make noise or shry. But when you see a Ben Torah that's making noise or doing something not these dabs, what's the first taina? That's what you learn in yeshiva. That's what yeshiva teaches you. Because they know yeshiva teaches you more than just Torah. It teaches you the achel da'achay noyam. And if they don't see it, has to show them the chilul Hashem. And this is a person vuah gate and vuah state on the bus in the store. I see this kesed. I hear this. I cannot tell you how many times I heard this taina. The basic of Yiddishkeit we all know is Menschlichkeit. I've heard this so many times from parents of Al-Batim. So why are Bnei Torah, they don't have the right derech eretz, the right kovod, the right manners to say a please, a thank you? Talk like a mensch. Ask Kumzei. You know, one said that we think please and thank you is Americanizach. The embassy, the Baruch Shalom says please. The Baruch Shalom says thank you, Daber no, and the Kach no. I once made a chesed in the Torah alone. I found more than 10 places that the Avos HaKadoshim said no. the voice of Yassikoyach, Yassikoyach is Yibarta. And this is the MS, the story of Akaras HaToyv, of Menschachayt, but I don't mean that today. I mean that's the chelik of Dibur B'Nachas in Mabriyot. Because if there's no Dibur B'Nachas, if there's no Menschachayt, if there's no manners, then the Velt picks up on that. And they say, that's what a Ben Toyv is, Ha'altachas HaGoyt, he can't be a mensch to somebody. That's Chil Hashem. That's what the Chedach HaNaim teaches you. That a person has to look and say, ah, Vishena Ben Torah, I want to be like a Ben Torah. But if they have kindness, if they say that today's Zohar felt the Menschachayt, I've heard this tens of times, believe Guzma, that today's Zohar has no Menschachayt, they learn the whole Derech Chaim, and they're so smart, and they have no Kavod Nachamensh, they have no Derech Chayim. What do I say? Maybe they're right. Rabbi Anker said it. Rabbi Anker said the was the reason in Derech Chayim that B'nai Torah don't have Derech Chayim. It means having a certain yachas to a person, a certain kovod, you know better than how to learn, so that's what does have to do anything. You have to have a derech eretz, you have to talk like a mensch, act like a mensch. And this is something I've heard, sai from the Gedolim and sai from Pshutim. This is when a person learns, and it's not ois ge'avad in his midas, like the Midas says, if it's not misos of the midas toilet, then has to show him that chil Hashem. And that's the gevaldik schus. That we don't live alone and we do something right. As a gevaldige reishim, as a gevaldige tayelas, as a gevaldige hashbah. If we're not medavdig in zachen, if we're not medavdig in the burd b'nachas, then chasashon our chil Hashem is asach asach piyesa. They say, do what you learn down shas. But what does shas teach you? The Torah is, the more he learns Torah, the more Torah has to teach you what it means. I'm sorry for the tshuva. I'm worried about the tshuva, you should see it. In Chelik Vav and Simon Nun Tes, he writes in his times, Ubalanitenu Harabim Shchich had Bedivere Habriyos Lamdin Kazer Yata Dava Kazer. And if he has a tshuva of Alzer, Yidder will call a Doivim. That when a lamdin kazeh does a davar kazeh, that's chil Hashem. That's chil Hashem. And the bigger the lamdin, the bigger the chil Hashem, because they expect more from us. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Mavel Diki Gemara, that's Kufidala Meralef. The Gemara says, Atam Chacham, the Vanimtzer Revav Al Bigday, is Chayiv Misa. It's Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara, why? So the Gemara Darsh is a Pasik. Because he's masniyei Torah, so Rashi is mazveh. She memaisin at meini habriyos. Habriyos oimim oy lehem b'loim de Torah. She im usim umgonim nim tazem masniyei Torah. So zogir, if a person has a fleck on his jacket, he's masniyei Torah and he's chayiv misa. So how about if he has a fleck on his midas? How about if he has a fleck on his menstruchkeit? How about if he's not dibur b'nachas? And this I see to say that this Masnei Torah of Ben Torah, Echtavis Nish. I've heard this from a father once, his son, they say, was the best in the yeshiva, but he got turned off from Torah. Because the way he acts is not what Torah should be. And if that's Torah, it's the Torah of Zuzkara Agus and Tog. Echtavis Nish. That's the Gewaldige Schuss Mitzar Echaz, of Mitzar Chen, the Gewaldige Achrayis, as Voodoo Geist and Voodoo Stays, in the house, in the yeshiva, on the bus, on the store, a person has to show the shame kind of Torah. If it's not going to be Chas HaSholem Kirev Rechaikim, it's going to be Richuk Kirevim Chalil Vachaz. That's what it comes down to. Because if you show that Ein Nachas Ruch LeTorah, that's Masniyei Torah. And this is the story you have to take out of this in you. Voodoo geist, voodoo steit, abayisu bechut, in beis medish and out of beis medish. We have to show the shenkar of Torah. We have to show was Torah ungelernt. And if it's not the achinayim chas to show them, it's a chilu Hashem. And I think that's the pshat in the pasuk we mentioned. That lemaisa, the biggest hagdama, the biggest chiv we have to know before we get to Torah, is the atem tiyu lim amlechas kriyanim v'goy kodesh. So Rashi sorim, We're not some pashut people in God. We're not some lahav like a guy. We are the sarim. We are the president of this world. We are the spit, the shenket of the world. And if you don't act that way, it's chas v'shalom asniyei Torah. It's chas v'shalom an elban atayra. It's a bezayin atayra. So before you get the Torah, that vissen, what does main tigun atayra? What's the achrayis? The achrayis and the schus all in one. You are a tsar, and eni kol yisrael alecha. And people are watching you. Bein l'toiv and chalila bein l'mutav. But the Hagdama has to be this, Atem Tiyuli Amlechus Koyanim. You are the example. You have to be the shining example of a Torah of Deir Galerin. And I think that's the answer to the Mashiach's Kasha. Why does the Gemara say, Oilam Lefriya Shalom Dei Torah? Why is it a Chisaron? Teretz Gemara Diki Chisaron. If you learn Torah and you're Mechal Shem Shemayim, Ichdaf is Dein Torah. You're Matzniyei Torah. If you wouldn't sit and learn, it's good. But you go ahead and learn and show the belt that the belt has say, oh, you learn the me shalom the Torah. The belt has say, look what Torah is. You're a masniyei Torah. It was takan ava learning Torah. It was takan chisaron. It was better you wouldn't have learned. That's what Gemara is teaching us. Mitarechot, you see the gevaldik schus, the schus of being olech is kind of the goy kodesh. But mitacheni is the achrayis. It's the achrayis that we have to show the belt what Torah is, the shengayt in Torah. And if not chas to show him, you may you aid him that Torah is nishtemes chalila v'chas. And that's chilash, and that's masiyei Torah. And this is the emes a limit for agantia. Of the frat now, we're going home in a few days, Liza, of we are, and you will spend a month or 2 months in Azam Makam Kadesh. What the Shia developers are going to ask themselves is, what did he gain of being at Amakim Kadesh? Is he more a mensch? Is he more than Torah? Does he help more in the house? Does he have more Zerachar's appearance? Well, for Keretz, he's a bigger London. He's smarter than everybody else. Then Chil Hashem. That's Masniyei Torah. And this is a limud for Gantia in yeshiva and home, but especially now. You were zaycha to be in Azamakim Kaddish. It has to make a change. It has to make a reaction. That Chalila shouldn't be Laman Kazeh, Yatadada Kazeh. That's the achrayis. I will take it with you also, the Zahiris. Now you're a hecher mensch, you're a shener mensch. You have to act that way. And if Chalila the Chas, there's no change. There's no change in the yachas melech mensch, the person in shul, the parents at home. Then chas v'sholom, they say zu terva zu tchara. I need that. Dechdaf etzavim chalila. Oh, but fakert, if a person is magdish shem shemayim, nish to starvin akir Hashem, but to levin akir Hashem, then he's doing what no malach could do. Then he's doing the grasped form of kvayt hatoyra liet mesulso v'naki umbal midos toivos. And this is our leaven, this is our tachlis, this is our tzvek, this is our tugang to leaven, to show in every tenua, in every chit and schnit, was das meint a ben Torah, wie schein sein a ben Torah. I want to sign this with a maitza, I think it's a maitza pelle ma'oi, it's actually a letter that I once saw, a copy of a letter I once saw. But Moshe had an edim, but Moshe Shizgal, v'chein l'vach. And this Moshe Shizgal was a goyin in Torah, but he's a goyin in Beral Mechaveri also. And after the Petira, his Petira, he's never lived very young, his Rebbetzin got a letter in the mail. The letter I have come out the whole Lashon, and the person wrote him, a storekeeper on the side, and he says, with tears running down my cheeks, I tell you the following, I write this letter. 6 years ago, your husband saved us from a terrible tragedy. What happened? This is the person writes that as a Nicham Avel to Rebbetzin Shizgal. My son came home one day and he says, he decided he's marrying a shiksa, an Italian girl. And I spoke, and the family's maskim, and I heard this. I was never religious, but as I write, I couldn't take it. I spoke to him, he said, I'm 24 years old, I don't care what you say, and that was close to him. He made the date for the wedding. I was broken, although I was not Shem Shabbos, but this I couldn't be saved. The next week, your husband walked into my store, and he saw my pain, and he said, listen, you don't look good, tell me what's bothering you. So I told him my problem. He said, you know what, next week I want to meet your son. Let him meet me in a certain place. A few days later, he kept his word, he met my son. He spoke to my son, the city writes, for 15 minutes. And my son said, and this is in the letter, Bezeh HaLashon, if we have such a man as part of our people, I can't marry her. And he says, you should be happy to know that my first granddaughter is already enrolled in a Jewish school. And he ended off the letter by saying, let me say something. We lost a good PR man for Judaism. And my father says, what did he tell him in those 15 minutes? You think he told him a shtickle Torah? You think he told him a kiveigo, a kaisachayshin? He showed him what it means, kamenoyim maisav. He showed him what it means, kamusukonim derachav. He showed that person what the shengad of Torah, the beauty of Torah. And when a person sees the emes, when a person sees the emes, he goes for the emes. Because he says to himself, if that's what Torah is, oy vay lemi shalom Torah. That was Kiddush Hashem. You left off Kiddush Hashem. And I tell you, Nish nor Rav Shizgal, but every Bacha, every Ben Torah, every Yid has to be a PR man to Yiddishkeit. Has to show the veil, the Shengite of Torah. And especially B'nai Torah, we are the Emes of Shengkeit. We are the Pe'er of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are the Shengkeit that the Rabbeinu Shalom is hoping that, that we will give him the Nachas. We will stay in Torah. But at the same time, there has to be a feeling of Chas V'Shalom that I look at the Rabbeinu Shalom, look at Torah. I want to do something for Torah. There has to be Chas V'Shalom. There shouldn't be a time of Ein Chayla Mikem. We have to use our lives in Marvei Kavod Shemayim. We have to use our lives to show Sai in Beis Medrash, Sai in the street, Sai in the gas, Sai at home, Sai our parents, the Shenkite of Torah. And if we are the pair of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we have to act that way. The Pasuk says, Yisrael Asher B'chayas Foyer. That's our Chiyuv, that the Rabbeinu Shleilam should say on us, Yisrael Asher B'chayas Foyer. That's true Kiddush Hashem. If we'll mitzvahs our leaven, Sai in Beis Medrash, Sai B'chut, Sai at home, to act the Zav design, we will bring the guest to Kiddush Hashem, not to die on Kiddush Hashem, but to live on Kiddush Hashem. And then Taka, hopefully, Bekarav, Bekarav, we'll see the Kiyam of Kiddush Hashem, of Yiskada Shmei Rabba, we'll see the Emes of Kvay Chemayim, in Bias Mashiach, Ken Meremen, Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com